Buckle up, it's party time, Mom. Welcome to another episode of the Chad Pray the Show here at Studio 22. That's right, the mothership driving us into all things racist. We blame Mark for that, you know. I mean, everything's racist these days. So I've heard. You can't have a master bedroom. You can't get a master's degree. They're going to change the name of the Augusta National, the Masters Tournament. Done. You can't be a master craftsman, master electrician, everything.
What Steve? About a master bed?
Look at Steve take it somewhere. Oh, my boy. Sometimes you toss the softballs up and Steve hits them.
Don't take that away from me.
That was too easy.
Oh, man.
That was too
easy. You and I are going fishing this weekend, Steve, down on the coast.
Yes, we are.
On the third coast of Texas. And we're gonna be master baiters. I'm telling you, we're going to get those hooks wet, man. Yes. We really are. It's going to be fantastic. We're going to catch some fish, my friend.
I was told just to show up.
That's what I was told, too.
Just show up.
That's what I was told, too. So we're headed down to Rockport, Texas this weekend. Should be a good time. Puppet Master Mark Candice, the Queen of the Ethiopians. I noticed how I took it right over to the pub so we wouldn't make you blush right off the bat, Candice. Candice, you've matured so much in the last year and a half of this show. I mean, you have gotten a crash course in vulgarity.
I feel like I've aged about 65 years, to say the least.
But you look good.
Thank you.
You look good. So yesterday, somebody who never watches the show, jumped on and made a comment and said, "You call her Queen of the Ethiopians. Is that a dig at her weight?" They said, "I certainly hope not." And I was like, "Well, I don't quite know how that would be a dig at her weight."
Unless you're talking about skinny
Ethiopians who never eat. And, of course, people set them straight. So, well, obviously, you never watched the show, so just shut up. I didn't respond. You know how people are. People respond on social media. Y'all are so mean to each other. So mean. It's like your inner bully comes out. What the hell is wrong with you people? That's racist. Anyway.
You mean you people.
What do you mean, you people? The Texas legend Steve Helms has made his presence known. Look at him. Hi, man. Hi, buddy.
Hi, little buddy.
What's going on, man? We've been doing some fun things together through this corona pandemic.
Yeah.
Been in the studio. We did Rona.
Done it all 6 foot apart.
Yeah, even in different rooms of the recording studio.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people didn't watch the Rona video on YouTube or on Facebook, you know. I'm Rona, there's no getting over me.
Brilliant.
And thank you. I then take 6 feet and shove it. So for those of you who listen to those songs, and including our He's Still Your President song, I don't have the CD, you can get those. Steve Helms is the man playing the guitar and the bass. He's playing the acoustic and the bass guitar in that deal.
I can do it.
You can do it.
I can do it, man.
Guess what? When we go back on the road, and we are going back on the road, guess who's going to be going with us? Not Steve Helms. I can tell you that.
Come on.
Yeah, our entire crew is now going to be just made up of Steves.
I like it.
A lot of Steves.
Steve.
Well, so, you can just get mad at one time and go, "Steve!" And we all come with it.
And everybody turns. But the problem is, you two don't always get along. So
we love each other.
Yeah, you love each other, but throw alcohol in the mix and y'all get testy.
We do that to offend you.
I know, you make me very nervous sometimes. And I know both of you are pussies, so you're not going to throw blows or anything.
My only problem with Steve is everything. I'll say, "I'm going to get a coffee." He's like, "Bring me back one too."
Yeah.
And it's like,
"You go and get me one."
Well, it's good because y'all are going to be rooming together.
Back to that master situation we were talking about.
Well, you know, when we travel, I always try to make sure everybody has their own hotel room. But I might make an exception for you guys.
I like it.
Just love, a bonding experience.
Look what you've done to me.
We'll do little exercises, like one of you can fold your arms and close your eyes and just fall backwards and hope the other one catches.
Well, they go trust falls.
Sorry, I went to get you a cup of coffee.
Well, it's going to be exciting, though, when we go back on the road because start doing new shows, because we're changing everything. It's not just comedy or stand-up comedy, but we'll just still have that. But it's going to be a really American show, one of those kind of shows that hasn't been around for a long time, where you have music, because we're working on the album. It'll be out later this summer.
It's going to be good now.
Called Y'all. Yeah, right. It's going to have actual talent. It's called, you know, the album's called Y'all Shut Up. It's got 8 original songs on it. and fun stuff. So we're going to be doing more of that. Travel with the band. We got a band meeting tonight. We got to talk about that. I think that's what we call drinking now, band meetings.
Band meeting.
Anyway, got a big show for you. My buddy Trey Chapman is on the show, the host of Trey's Chowdown, and we're going to talk to him. But before we get into it, TacPac, the premier monthly subscription box for military, tactical prepper, and Second Amendment enthusiasts for just $49.95 a month. You can get it. You can get at least $100 worth of gear in every box, sometimes $150, $200 worth of gear. So you're going to get them from different companies like 5.11, Sons of Liberty, Gunworks, Mission First Tactical, Armaspec, and a whole lot more. They're going to send you out, or they're going to send out to you AR-15 parts, accessories, EDC tools, knives, a lot of gear to keep you prepared for when the crap hits the fan and it's smearing all over the wall right now. Hey, the June box, physically their biggest box, and now the upcoming July box is their heaviest. Who knows what's in it? You'll find out when you sign up. May and June both sold out early, so you need to get signed up right now for the heavy box with over $100 worth of patriotic gear. Use the promo code, say it with me, Chad, C-H-A-D, at checkout to receive a free extra bag of tactical goodies shipped out with your first pack. Don't wait. They're flying off the shelves. Literally, go to TAC. That's TACPAC.com. TACPAC.com. Sign up today. Use offer code Chad. Going to have fun. Be right back. Oh my gosh, my buddy, my longtime pal Trey Chapman. Oh, to know him is to regret it. Listen to me, Trey. I've told you this, and I think I've said it on this show before. I've certainly told other people on TV and radio. The reason I am where I am today, doing the things I do, is because of this guy right here, because of Trey Chapman, mostly because he taught me what not to do.
That's right. I've learned that myself.
Yeah. I'm so proud of you, man. First of all, your dad, Barney, I loved Barney. Barney passed away, had a battle with cancer, and I haven't seen you. I haven't physically seen you.
Yeah.
Obviously, we've talked, but I haven't seen you since that.
That so. Rona.
Yeah, it's just everybody. You know, it doesn't matter. Got hit by a truck, but he had Corona.
He didn't want to leave the ranch because he didn't want to get Rona. Then he died anyway.
There you go. It's funny, man. Barney was such an influence. It just, what a crazy cat, dude. But, you know, I used to sit there. We used to try to figure out ways to grow this social media thing.
Yeah.
And I'd watch you, and I'd watch stuff you were doing, and I was like, how's this fool got 5,000 friends? But you and I met because of social media years ago, right?
A long time ago.
Doing all that stuff. So been a fun little journey. Now you got Trey's Chowdown, which everybody knows I've gained weight. But a lot of it is because of Trey's Chowdown.
Buttons are going to start popping.
I hope not. I told you earlier, I've taken lazy to a new level.
Yeah, you have.
Like, I haven't been wearing boots on the show.
Slip-ons?
Yeah, they're slip-ons. Sometimes I don't even put them all the way on. I just sit on the heel of
them,
right?
You walk on the back of the heel?
Yeah. Just slippers. But hey, dudes, they're made out of yoga bottoms. The soles are made out of...
Well, you've already got them worn down. You must be wearing them a lot.
Yeah, buddy. They've been all over the country with me. I've bought several pairs of them. If hey, dudes wants to give me some, I ain't even wearing socks, dude. Look at that. That's how lazy I am. I'm out the door in 10 minutes every morning.
Oh,
it's true.
Gosh.
Steve ain't wearing pants. Party foul.
Quit wearing pants.
Yeah. How you been, though, man?
Been doing great, man. Just been busy.
You running everything. You got the ranches now?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Anybody wants to buy a ranch?
I got it.
Yeah. You got to sell a kid to afford it. But you've been doing a lot, because you started off, you were doing mostly Fort Worth stuff, but now you're all over.
Yeah, I do all, and I'm actually, we're going to do a page for the coast of Florida as well.
Yeah.
And it's just morphed into this huge deal now.
What's amazing to me, though, is you run that food blog and you eat at all these delicious places. And you've lost weight.
I've lost 65 pounds.
65 pounds, son. How'd you do that?
35, 50 miles a week. And I just don't eat everything I used to eat. I don't eat it all. I might eat four or five bites. I used to think I'd have to eat the whole thing.
Yeah. So, yeah, well, you learn how to be a food critic.
Yeah, yeah.
So you're walking 50 miles a week?
Yeah, 35 to 50 miles a week, yeah.
Good Lord, have mercy. Steve Helms, did you ever in all your life think that we'd be getting outdone by Trey Chapman?
Never.
Is some gun going to outlive all of us?
The only reason why I would walk 50 miles is if the gas gauge said E.
Yeah.
And you were stuck out in West Texas somewhere.
And I've got to go get more gas.
Good Lord, boy. But I know he does because you see him on social media every morning and he'd be doing a video and I was like, somewhere, sometime, they're going to find Trey's dead carcass laid out on the back 40 on a Trinity River somewhere walking. And he's just going and going and going. You're like the Energizer Bunny, man.
I also just made a lot of changes where, like, at the ranch, they'd get in a truck, or, you know, I'll just walk. So I just little subtle changes.
Something to be said for that walking thing. That's why I don't do it.
Who are you?
Yeah. This guy.
Yeah.
I mean, I turn it on one day, and Trey's got the Tom Ford glasses going on, and I was like, it works for Trey. I'm going to post a picture on social media later on with me wearing those glasses, so get over to Facebook and check that out, because those glasses on me look exactly like you would think they would look on me.
You got to have a stick, man. You got to have a stick.
You got to have a stick, man.
You got to have a stick. Cowboy hats, glasses, and boots.
I know, man. You know they stole my truck, right?
Yeah,
they stole my truck. You know I had a 1000X mink in that?
And they didn't take it?
They took it.
Oh, they took it out?
Yeah, they took my American hat. That's why I've been wearing this old dirty ranch hat right here. This is a filthy one.
When I put the hat on this morning, I said, I hope I'm not wearing the same hat as Chad this morning. I'm wearing the
same color. You got the band on yours.
Same color.
Round of deal. But, you know, I have guys that'll send me messages and they're like, I don't like the gray on you. And I'm like, what are you, dude? I'm like, what? All the fashion critics. That's why I don't even wear boots.
But it's that social media thing about everybody wants to.
Everybody got an opinion.
Yeah, yeah.
So your stuff's taking off, though.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you're doing the show. You got, where can people get the Trey's Chowdown show?
The Country Network.
Country app. Network, TCN.
Yeah, because they're not in this area, so they'd go to the app and get it.
Yeah. It's good stuff. Y'all built a new set over there, didn't you?
Sure did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Makes you feel,
I like it.
Makes you feel special, don't it?
I always want something different.
I know.
I'm already thinking about the next one.
I know. But you've had, I'm like, and you're doing all the TV spots. You're doing the morning news and stuff like
ABC,
that.
ABC, NBC, Fox.
Yeah. I promise you guys, if you want to know the power of hustle, these two fools right here, really and truly, everybody sitting in this room, I don't know about the two Steves, but y'all hustle, y'all get after it.
Every day.
Yeah, I mean, we really do. You can't be lazy and successful in this world,
mm-mm.
You know? And the way I look at it is things like social media and all those tools, they've made people lazy, but if you'll use those as tools, you can do some stuff.
I would say you can't be sitting around in your shorts all day, but you might sit here in shorts to do the show.
Well, it's like in Bull Durham when Crash tells Nuke LaLoosh, he says, look, you don't let fungus grow on your shower shoes. Now, after you've been in the majors for a few years,
they'll think it's cool.
You know, but you're in the minor leagues. You can't let the... So after a little while and you experience a little bit of success, you can wear fungus ridden hey dudes.
Yeah.
But you stepped it up in your fashion game too.
No, I just try to stay current, baby. Gotta stay current.
You got a good woman keeping you straight.
I do.
Yeah.
Very much so.
I don't know him. I don't know him. I don't even know this guy. It's funny. But it's a TraceChowdown.com.
Right.
I go there all the time. How do you find these restaurants?
I used to have to Google and do a lot of stuff now. People just send me, I get so much stuff now every day. I can't even filter through it all. But
people sending you recommendations?
Yeah, they send me all kinds of recommendations of new restaurants. And we were having a new restaurant. There was a new restaurant a day opened up in Dallas County. And I went every other day in Tarrant. And of course, that's since COVID, it subsided a lot. But they're still opening up. We had about 15 open up in the last 60 days.
That's crazy. In the midst of all this corona stuff going on, people still opening things up.
There's going to be a lot closed.
Yeah.
They've had over 100 closures already. I mean, complete closures.
Yeah. If you go to TreysChowDown.com, it will be the most, it's informative, it's great, but it's also the most, it can be the most confusing layout. Yeah. Trey would be like, top barbecue restaurants. I love melt ice cream. Yeah. It goes good with barbecue, but let me tell you more about melt ice cream. It's not really like that. It's not really like that, but it's...
We have made a lot of changes.
I know you have. I know you have. I'm just giving you a hard time, but I do want people to go check out the website because I use it every week. I mean, I really do. I've told you that.
Yeah.
You know, we're all, because, you know, we're looking for something to eat. You get tired of the same old stuff.
Well, you said Tora Tora today, so I know you looked at it.
Yeah.
With Instagram.
Yeah. I didn't even, that's in Fort Worth, right?
Yeah.
Fort Worth. I had no clue. Never knew it existed. Where is it?
It's downtown.
Okay.
Yeah.
You don't like go it? Downtown anymore. Too many protests.
They were all on 7th Street. It was crazy.
Yeah,
it
I know.
Absolutely insane.
7th Street, and then they shut down the Stockyards the other day.
The guy that owns Chop House in downtown Fort Worth, they said, we're going to have put some peaceful protests come through here. And so right after the protest, he went out and took a picture of his car. They knocked all the windows out of the side of his truck.
Shut on
the
up.
Yeah. Yep.
Man.
One thing peaceful about it.
Well, Bougie Sean, his wife,
where is
Aaron,
he, by the way?
He's at home being. He's still in the bed, man. He don't hustle. He don't hustle. We can talk about him while he ain't here.
I know Steve's been hustling for a long time. I know how, I know how much he has to do.
Well, artists. Drugs.
Yeah.
Just get on, hopped up on Adderall. He'd be all right. Like the president. Yeah. What? So Bougie Sean, his wife Erin, they were eating at one of the restaurants on the patio downtown last week, and the protest came through. And they started shouting at her because she's white and her friends. Well, her and her friend are both married to black guys.
Yeah.
You know. And that's the thing. It's just that shooting blindly and judging somebody on the color of their skin is dumb. But, yeah, you're right. I mean, it's some of the stuff that's gone on. Even in Fort Worth. It's been crazy. Been crazy. Crazy times we live in.
All over, actually. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. But, you know. Food brings people together.
It does.
Steve, music brings people together.
And drink.
Drink. Sometimes drink tears people apart.
Yeah, it does.
that time I came and met you, and you come out of Ruth's Chris downtown.
Oh,
and
you done drink. You're never going to forget that story.
No,
you
done drink a whole bottle of TX whiskey, and you were all on me. Hey! Listen. I was like, boy, I ain't drink enough to mess with you. Yeah. Let me get some liquor in me before I deal with you. Get to going.
Well, you got to do that. I got to test the drink, got to test the food. Just the way it works.
I know. I reckon. I think you just like eating for free.
Got to drink the Kool-Aid, baby. I don't eat for free that much. But
I know. Well, I remember...
If you eat for free, then they're going to expect something from me. I don't want anybody to expect anything from me. Nothing.
Yeah. But you know, the funny thing, and have you ever done any like critical pieces on anybody where you're negative? Because I know you used to not do that.
I don't do it.
Yeah.
And you know, I put that big blog on the other day about that. I refuse to do it because some of the papers in town were talking about how there's a certain food critic that doesn't ever report anything negative. He's always positive. So, you know, I always like to remind everybody why I do what I do.
I like that, though. I do all the negative stuff about everything going on in the world. But that's a good thing.
What you do is different than what I do.
Well.
You're reporting the news and reporting current events.
Theoretically. I read the current events and then I give my opinion on them, which I don't even believe 70% of the time. But it makes for fun television, right? Yeah?
Sure.
Okay. Well, anyway. Yeah. Now I'm hungry. We eat a lot of fast food.
Do you really?
Look at me.
Why would you do that?
Trey, look at me.
It's not so much
I'm
that.
On
we
go.
Eat a lot of food fast.
Yeah, eat a lot of food fast.
We went to last Tuesday night. Steve, Texas legend Steve Helms and I were at Wishbone and Flint. They got a lot of harassment through this whole thing from BLM.
I saw that. I saw y'all were there. Yeah.
We were over there. They have a fun, they've been doing music on the patio on Tuesday nights. Our buddy Rob Redwine, who's been on this show. And he always has a guest out there. But Stefan, he's changed the menu around a little bit over there. That's a nice place. Got the speakeasy in the back.
Yeah, I like the speakeasy a lot. I haven't drank there yet, but I've been there to eat a few times.
They got a good selection of stuff. Got some good whiskeys back there in that back room. Real good. I think I might go get some tonight. Hey, band meeting. Woo. Hey, listen, now that America's opening back up, that's a good thing, but it doesn't mean everything's okay. You still need to wash your hands, social distance, and take Field of Greens. I love my Field of Greens. Buy Brickhouse Nutrition. Every day, one scoop has a full serving of real USDA certified organic fruits and vegetables, which boosts energy and supports a healthy immune system. Plus, a diet of fruits and vegetables and walking 50 miles a week like Trey can reduce your risk of heart disease, hypertension, and a whole host of health issues. Field of Greens prebiotic, probiotic, and a great source of vitamins, fiber, and other nutrients. All you got to do is put one scoop in a glass of water like I do every single morning, stir it up, drink it, you are done. Right now, save 15% off your first order with the offer code Chad at BrickHouseChad.com. That's BrickHouseChad.com. You go there, and you know what you see? My picture. It's amazing. It really is amazing. If you subscribe today, you will save an extra 10% every month on your order. You can't control the world you live in, but you can make sure that you're giving your body a fighting chance. So try Field of Greens. Get it today. BrickHouseChad.com. Go to BrickHouseChad.com, and we'll be right back. I miss Las Vegas.
I mean, you and me both, buddy. But they're opening back up, but now they're getting, when you get there, you get these, see what they're giving people, they're getting big, those big packets of sanitizer and hand solution, all that stuff, face mask and everything when you get there.
We went to the Trump rally the other night in Tulsa, and they had dropped off 30,000 cases of hand sanitizer. They were giving that stuff away like, it was crazy, man. It was, I mean, the bottles of the stuff, you know?
Yeah.
It's crazy. You know, I was telling you about our whiskey that's coming out in the fall, the Buffalo Chip. So since the whiskey's not ready to mass distribute, when this thing hit, we started using the distillery to make Buffalo Chip hand sanitizer. Well, when you open it up, I don't know if we still have any in here or not, but when you open it up, it wasn't the gel. We've got the gel now, but it was just the liquid.
Okay.
You just pour the liquid on it. It's like pouring vodka. And I'm telling you, there were people who were like, what the hell have I got myself into? I was like, well, I promise you, everything on your hands is dead. Come over here, DC. Look at this right here. And it's in a glass liquor bottle, too. Look at that, that's boy.
Cool. That that's our confusing.
Yeah. Look at that. You can get. Yeah. So that's our Buffalo Chip. You'll have Buffalo Chip whiskey, sip the chip. That's going to be our deal. We'll replace that on the shelves up there. But this hand sanitizer, we put it in a deal, and we were like, this is not for human consumption. But if you smell this, Trey, boy, that smells like a distillery right there.
Dang.
Don't it?
I bet you somebody drank it. I bet you I guarantee, they did.
Man, there's alcoholics out there drinking hair tonic. You know they drank this.
They drank mouthwash.
Yeah.
They strain the stuff out of mouthwash and drink it.
But I had some people who sent me a message back. They said, well, I didn't know I was buying a bottle of liquor. I was like, you're welcome. You got yourself a $7 bottle of liquor. You still get it, BuffaloChipSanitizer.com.
When's the whiskey coming out?
August. We're going to announce it in Sturgis at the bike rally.
That's going to be fun.
Yeah. Buffalo Chip there in Sturgis, those of you who are bikers know Woody Woodruff's place. He's got 25, 30,000 people out there for everybody from Lynyrd Skynyrd to Willie Nelson playing. Of course, we're playing there this year, but we were going to open for Willie, but this coronavirus thing messed us up.
Yeah, I imagined. Messed everybody up.
And them bikers ain't going to back off. They'll be there.
No, they're not going to back off.
There'll be all kind of fluids traded in Sturgis, South Dakota.
Right.
Yeah, all kind of stuff.
For sure.
Right on the street.
Yeah, that's right.
I'll actually be there this next week. We're doing a patriotic show with a bunch of influencers and entertainers at what's that place that hadn't pulled down yet? Mount Rushmore.
Yeah, I'd like to see him try that.
Man, I ain't climbing up there. You got a stick of dynamite in your teeth. You want me to shimmy up where?
It doesn't look that high up there. It's way up there.
Like, if anybody that's ever been to Mount Rushmore, you know. Oh. Like, you come out there. Last time I was there, man, it had just started to snow. It was really gorgeous. It was colder than the witch's titty, man. It was cold. I don't know how cold a witch's titty is. A well digger's elbow. Anyway. Did you just feel his nipple? Could you find it? He's got little nipples. They're cold. And got little tufts of hair around him. That's the only hair Steve has on his body, is that's on his head and the little tufts around his nipples and his butthole. But don't ask how I know. His tattoo artist told me. So I'm up there. We're doing 4th of July. President, I think, is coming up there for the fireworks display. But, I mean, when you go to Mount Rushmore, it's way up there.
It's way up there.
Because you think it's going to be this big, massive stone, you know, and it is if you're up there at it.
Yeah.
But it's way, way, way. This tiny little deal, man.
Yeah, when I had those cats, I used to do a deal up there every summer for
seven. And when you say cats, yeah, you were the original Joe Exotic.
Yeah, I was the tiger and lion king.
You had the tigers, you had the lions, all those exotic cats. We drove on the way up to the Tulsa rally with Trump. We drove through Wynnewood, which is, of course, where the Greater Wynnewood Exotic Animal Ranch, or whatever he called it, was. Now it's down there.
Yeah, they moved it.
Yeah, down south.
Carol Baskin owns it now.
Carol Baskin's got it. Took it from Jeff Lowe. I was on the bus that they wrapped with one of his managers, and it's got his face on the side.
Yeah, I saw that bus.
With Trump.
Yeah.
And it says, President Trump, free Joe Exotic.
Yeah.
We were on that bus hanging out, and I was like, oh, God. It's Clint Burgess's bus. He got it wrapped. I was like, oh, man.
Well, he was up in D.C. with it for like.
I know.
Yeah.
Oh boy, he texted me the other day. His Joe's management guy. We were on the bus, and he's like, "Oh yeah, he's crazy.
He's crazy."
I said, "You're repping him." And he goes, "Yeah, but he's still crazy."
Have you talked to him? What's going on with Joe? What's he doing?
He's still in Fort Worth, isn't he? Yeah, he's still down here. You know, he got apparently the coronavirus, so they moved him down to the Fort Worth Federal Medical deal. We're sending him Snicker bars and barbecue potato chips. And he got maxed out on the stuff he could receive there in jail. They have a list of items that you can put in their deal, and you buy the items for him, all the way down to a 7-cent plastic spoon.
Oh, wow.
They got to request all that stuff from the commissary. Anyway, crazy stuff. You ought to do a review on prison food.
Yeah, I should.
That's the kind of shit I want to see.
Well, I got stripes on.
You got the stripes and the right color coordination already.
I do,
There's been some times where me and you almost wound up in prison. Yeah. And that's the true story. Maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
No. It's still early.
Yeah.
Well, I realize, Trey, and I am proud of all the things you've done. You one of the hardest working dudes, man. I can remember when you were getting chow down off the ground and when you were rocking and rolling, I'd be like, come on, man, let's go have a drink. You're like, nope, I'm working. I'm like, who are you, man? You'd be over there in the anywhere you could find a computer, you'd be working on all that stuff. Right. So you've done a good job. But I knew we had to slow down and do something different, or we were gonna both be dead.
Dedication, baby.
Yeah. Well, we do it all or nothing.
Yeah.
And you have to. And we used to do that with alcohol and late nights and stuff like that. It was all or nothing.
You remember when you put that megaphone in Tim Shipman's ear?
Yeah.
He was in that truck and
he was in my truck. He passed out.
He didn't wake up the first time. And the second time he jumped, he put a megaphone.
We had all stayed at his loft downtown Fort Worth, and Tim Shipman got so drunk. He got it in his head that I was going to take the truck and leave him. So, for some reason...
He carried one boot.
He took my boot.
One boot.
And he hugged it like this, got in the back seat of the truck, and passed out with his head on the seat in front of him. And he figured I wouldn't leave without that boot. And if he was in the truck, he couldn't get left behind. So we went down there and opened the door. We couldn't find him. I couldn't find my boot first. I wasn't
really
even looking.
He was
for
drunk somewhere on the sidewalk. I really did. Or
well, he wasn't far from the sidewalk. No, we opened up the door and there, big old fat ass was laying there in the back, and I had that big old megaphone cranked it up right in his ear. Yep.
God damn, that was.
I mean, it's a logical plan. It's a strategy, Steve. You know, I wasn't going to leave. And there I am standing barefooted on Main Street in Fort Worth looking for my boot.
No, you had one boot on.
I had one boot.
You were walking like this. Stories, man.
Man,
stories.
I wouldn't go back.
History.
I wouldn't. Can't it's history. It. We gotta erase that history. I don't want to go
God
back.
They didn't build statues.
I don't want to go back.
Thank God they didn't build
Can
statues.
Can you imagine? Oh, my God. Let's do this. Take a break. While Democrats, their media allies, keep making it harder for Americans to get out of this economic nightmare, Patriot Mobile has tried to help you by lowering their prices even further from their already affordable rates. Right now, their U.S.-based team standing by to design your customized family plan, starting at only $25. Patriot Mobile shares your values, and they are never going to charge you hidden fees. And unlike the big mobile companies out there, they're not going to send you hard-earned money to Planned Parenthood or these other crazy leftist causes. So get the same reliable nationwide service that supports a company that and support a company that shares your values, supports the Constitution, and puts people before profits. Switching is very easy. I've told you this before. You get to keep your phone number. You can bring your own phone. You can buy a new one. They've got them. Right now, when you join their family of freedom-loving Americans, get free activation and a free gift with the offer code Chad. You can call 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. Or visit patriotmobile.com/Chad. Get your customized family plan today, starting at $25. I told you, 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT, or patriotmobile.com/Chad. We'll be right back. So I mentioned Vegas a minute ago, Trey.
Yes,
and,
sir.
Remember that year we partied in Elvis's suite?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That was fun.
I don't remember it.
They had to kick us out. They had to kick us out. They had to make us leave.
Yeah.
So we're shutting it down, boys.
Wait,
well, okay.
Yeah.
I'll see y'all later. Yeah. We'll be fine right here.
Yeah. We good? We comfortable? Yeah.
Y'all partied in Elvis's suite?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like the next morning, y'all woke up and he was dead in the bathroom?
With a brain injury.
this thing is 50,000 square feet up there on top of that roof.
Yeah, it's huge, dude.
It's
I mean, he owns,
crazy.
It was like the top two floors of the, what's the name of that hotel?
Westgate.
Yeah.
Westgate.
Westgate Hotel. I mean, that top two floors was Elvis's deal. It's got all the same stuff, the beds, the furniture, the telephones, everything's still in there.
They redid it all.
He's so awesome.
Yeah, yeah. It's got three pools, three swim pools.
Like, they got a veranda with a wall around it. Outside of it, you know, you just step out on the porch and there's the swimming pool, and right. And then they got one inside in the courtyard area. It's badass.
Yeah.
Badass. Anyway.
He knew how to live.
TCB.
TCB.
That's right.
Take care of business.
That's
Take
right.
Take care of business. Ah, yeah, those were fun parties. But I bring up Vegas because of this pandemic thing. They're saying that when pandemic precautions and Vegas hedonism collide, apparently that's problematic. They're doing all this stuff to go to Vegas. And I don't know if you folks realize this or not, but you have to touch nasty stuff when you go to Vegas. Oh. Chips.
You don't
cash,
have to. That's our choice.
Women.
Yeah. You're right, Steve. That's right.
Yeah. You pretty much have to if you're going to hang out there. But so, yeah, I mean, that's the whole deal. You got the restaurants out there. You got 60,000 casino workers. Now I think you can check in online with a lot of the hotels and stuff. So it's a crazy deal, man.
They're also doing all that stuff by your phone app.
Yeah, it just doesn't sound fun to me right now. Like, I guess they're not going to have the National Finals Rodeo this year because they haven't been able to run any rodeos.
Man, don't say that.
I didn't know that.
We got to.
I haven't heard that. I haven't heard that.
Well, I mean, nobody can qualify for it because there hadn't been any qualifying rodeos going on. You know, I mean, all these sporting events.
They're bull riding now.
They're dumb.
They're back to bull riding. Yeah, they all got these custom face masks on, but they're all back to bull riding.
I mean, it ain't hard enough to ride a 2,000-pound bull. Now I got to wear a damn
N95. Yeah, I got to ride him 6 foot off of him. How the hell did I do that?
Yeah.
They just tie a rope around my leg, and he's going to drag me around the arena. Yeah. And I'm just earning style points.
I was shocked when I saw that, because they are in an arena. I mean, but I mean, that's what they're doing.
Is that PBR?
Yeah.
Yeah. Them guys ain't scared of nothing, and them bulls have had coronavirus since the 60s. Yeah. I mean, that's the thing, you know, knowing animals like I do. I was like, well, they've always had coronavirus. I mean, what's the deal? I mean, the animals have always got it. And then I found out it was a Chinese animal. Yeah. Did a whole thing. Boy, Trump's catching a lot of stuff from that rally the other night for calling it the Kung Flu. You know, they're losing their minds. Losing their minds. But in the context of that, and I was there. I mean, I was 15 feet from the president, right? I heard every word. And what he says is, I've heard all these names for this Chinese virus, you know, Kung Flu. I could list off like 20 of them. And I'm like, oh, he's going to catch hell for that.
I mean, but anytime he gives anybody a nickname or gives any person or anything a nickname, it just sticks. I mean, people just go nuts with it no matter what it is.
He's the most polarizing figure on the planet. Out of 7.5 billion people on this earth, he's the most polarizing one.
I think he's one of the quickest presidents we've ever had, because he can come up with those names just lickety-split, man, out of the blue.
Well, he's a comedian at the end of the day. If you get his humor, you get his humor, and that's the thing. I've said over and over again, we were talking about this yesterday, Steve, at Spice Rack there in Burleson. We were having us a drink, and I said, if I had a guy who was an investment guru who was continually giving me tips on how to succeed in the stock market, I would do everything he said. I would love the fact. I mean, he's going to miss it sometimes, but I'd listen to that guy. Now, I wouldn't care about his personal life.
Right.
I wouldn't care. He might tell me some dirty joke that I don't appreciate, but you know what? As long as at the end of the dirty joke, I get a stock tip and I'm benefiting from it, I'll live with your dirty jokes, right?
Sure.
I mean, I've put up with people that I don't really like their personality, but they bring something to the table.
Right.
That's doing business. So that's why I keep saying to America, you might not like the man's personality, and he might have some character flaws you can't get along with. But at the end of the day, he's done some pretty damn good business for this country. And if y'all would just leave stuff alone and put up with some of the dirty jokes, you might be okay and realize that Donald Trump is actually doing pretty good for the country.
At the end of the day, just take the tip.
Just take the tip. Don't eat the nasty biscuit we talked about last week, and today we're saying don't. Just take the tip.
Are you still on those gas station biscuits that you've been eating?
Oh, man, no.
Oh, moved on to Chick-fil-A.
No. Chick-fil-A.
I tried to quit Chick-fil-A after Dan
Let me
Kathy.
Tell you something. Those little bitty biscuits they had, those little bite-sized biscuits.
Yeah. Chicken
man,
minis.
You better get out of town. I get 50 of them things.
I know, little gut bombs.
I don't care whose feet he washes. Just keep making the chicken.
We tried to quit Chick-fil-A. It lasted 3 days. I'm serious. I was so pissed off at Dan and Kathy for talking about you got to shine people's shoes. Because, see, that's reverse racism. That's condescending to the black community, if you ask me. Because basically, that's saying, well, you the old shoe shine boy, now I'm going to be your shoe shine boy. And you're basically saying, you're calling him a shoe shine boy. I don't like that. You know, that's not a good, just the whole thing. And at the end of the day, I keep saying it over and over. You can do all these external things, pull down statues, but until you change your heart, ain't nothing going to change. And you know how we are. We love everybody. I don't care what, I never thought about it.
Remember I told you long, 10 years ago, I first met Sam Wilson, love everybody and everything until the time not to.
I don't care if you black, white, polka dot, or pinstripe. Look at these fools over here at the bar. Look at them. Look at them. Keeping up with the world. Hustling.
Right. TCB.
They like the phone bank at the Evangelist TV show.
Yeah,
right?
That's right. Over in
the
corner.
The phones are ringing, friends. Yeah. The phones are ringing. Yeah. Oh, yes. As long as the birds shall sing, the phones will ring.
Yeah,
ladies and gentlemen,
yes,
Tweety Bird says, call us. Call us. Make that $100 donation. It will be the seed that is planted in this fertile field of this wonderful ministry known as Trey's Chowdown and the Chad Prather Show.
Yes, ma'am. Oh, he said just the tip.
That's just what the said. Tip. Just the tip. 10% is just the tip, folks. That's all we need. Just 10%.
You're only asking for 100?
Yeah. Just, well, see, I give 100% of myself. you know. I give 100% of myself, my energy, my words, my tranquil personality, all of it, son. I'm just asking y'all to give 10% of your cash.
It's amazing the kind of money those guys make.
Absolutely. Oh, it's unbelievable. Ridiculous.
Unbelievable.
Buying a $65 million plane?
Two, probably. One of those dudes has got three. Did you see that story?
I know. Old Copeland up the road, he got his own airstrip outside the house. Boy, God, he got an airport up
there. Boy, Jesus pays good.
If you know him well enough.
If you know him well enough.
If you know him well enough, that's child. Right.
Got to be close to him.
I don't get it, Big Dan.
Oh, Big Dan, what's going on here, Big Dan? Oh, the good book, Genesis. See the revelation. Every word. Boy, I ain't found that direct line yet. Y'all stay on the phones till you get Jesus.
I got it.
Stay on the phones. Oh. Jesus might be calling.
Oh, my gosh.
Put that number back on the screen.
Lord, you say you own 1,000 cattle on 1,000 hills. All the cattle on 1,000 hills. I just need a couple cows and one of them hills.
That some guy's got a bunch of Harleys, too.
I know, man. God. Jesse DePlante is 5 foot tall. His legs don't even touch the ground.
How do you give somebody money when you know that they're going to go build a 6 or 10,000 square foot house, their own runway, their own motorcycles?
Yeah. It's true. We're pissing people off now.
All that stuff belongs to the Lord. They're just using it.
Yeah. My opinion on that is that the little old lady that's 85 years old that wrote that check for $1,000, her heart was in the right place.
Yes. Well, that's right.
Hey, and God knows it.
Yeah, that's true.
That's all that matters.
I agree with you on that.
That's true.
And you can Venmo at Party Foul Steve.
Yeah.
Because his heart is not in the right place.
Yeah.
if hers is, I want it.
Yeah. Well, we want you to get the blessing, child. Hey, y'all hang tight. Be right back. God, you look good. God. Trace Chowdown.com. Follow him on Instagram. That's where it gets delicious. With all the pictures of the food.
I put the full reviews on Facebook because it's just a better platform.
Better platform for that.
I get Trace pissed Chowdown. Off at Twitter all the time because I can't ever say what I want to say on there.
Yeah.
It always just highlights and I can't share the post and drives me nuts.
I used to make fun of your text messages and your posts because your words were all messed up. Yeah. And that was the ongoing joke. And then I went blind about it 2 years ago, and I can't see nothing. So now when I'm trying to text something and screw it all up or tweet, which is even worse, I'm like, Lord, I repent for ever making fun of Trey Chapman.
Well, now at least you can read it really good and understand what he's trying to say.
Suddenly it's like putting on those lenses, you know, and I can read Trey Chapman's writing. Wow.
Yeah. I still know some of the stuff I try to spell. Google's, what are you trying to say?
Well, it's worth going to – the website's not so bad. Y'all take care of that. But, like, your posts on social media, people get on there. That's just Treyisms. You're just going to find some Treyisms right there. You'll enjoy those. But follow him on Instagram.
I'm just comfortable. I don't care.
Yeah.
You know?
So you got Trace Chowdown on Facebook, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. So just wherever people go,
that's
Trace Chowdown.
Yeah.
Yeah. And get the Country Network, TCN, get that app. Watch the show. It's fun because he has a ton of chefs on. I ran into Buttons, Keith Hicks, the other day. I ran into him down at the Rim, Burleson.
Yeah, we just did a big show with him, and he brought that Bloody Mary. I don't know if you saw it, but it was huge. Yeah.
He was trying to figure out from across the room. He stepped out of the kitchen. He was on the phone. And that's when I had the handlebar mustache going.
Yeah.
And I walked over and I said, Cat! And he goes, Oh, Chad, I was trying to figure out who that was.
Were you wearing a cowboy hat?
No.
Oh, that's what gets you.
Yeah, I was in there by myself.
That's what I do now. If I want to go somewhere, I just don't wear a cowboy hat anymore. Yeah. And they don't pay attention.
Yeah, and a lot of times I wear my glasses anywhere. TraceChowdown.com, check it out. Follow him on all the socials. Hey, go to WatchChad.com. That's where all the fun stuff is. And sign up for The Blaze. BlazeTV.com/Chad is going to get you the discount you need to sign up for the full year. We're going to see you tomorrow night and stir it up a little bit more. We love you. God bless. We'll talk to you next time. Bye. We'll be right back.